Hi, I'm Harry Reeder.
It's Friday, time for another slice of fresh bread.
Well, I read a verse yesterday. Can I go back and read it for you? Because I think it kind of sets up what I want to read for you today. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. So here is a man that did much harm to him. But Paul says, I'm not going to make you pay me back. I am going to forgive you and turn you over to the Lord. But while I'm not going to hold you accountable to me, I'm also not going to let you take other people unawares. If you repent and are restored to good standing, praise the Lord. But now with this track record and what you did to me, it would not be right if we didn't make sure that other people know of your treachery against Christ, his church, and his servants, such as the Apostle Paul. So this is what he says. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Verse 15, he then tells Timothy, be on guard against him yourself, for he vigorously opposed our teaching. Now we begin to find out that much of what Alexander the coppersmith did in harm was because he was opposed to the gospel of grace in some form or fashion. Now, was he a legalist? Was he a libertine, an antinomianist? I don't know what it was he opposed or what doctrines that he opposed, but now Timothy is told this guy must have some kind of a reputation in leadership because he expects Timothy to perhaps be faced with the challenge of whether to affirm this man's leadership and teaching and what he does publicly or not. And he's telling him, be on guard against him yourself. Timothy, don't be taken in by this man. And why? He vigorously opposed our teaching, the word of God. Remember, the Apostle Paul said, I'm innocent of the blood of all men, for I did not shrink back from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. So here is the Apostle Paul with his commitment to doing what Jesus said in the Great Commission, which is to teach them all that I've commanded you. And therefore, part of his job as a teacher and as a shepherd and as an overseer is to make sure that the church does not get taken in by false teachers who oppose the true teaching, that is the faithful teaching to the Word of God. And so he says, I don't want you to be taken in. And then he goes on to give this little insight. At my first defense, no one supported me, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. Now we find out not only did Demas abandon him, not only did the coppersmith come against him, but he turns them over to the Lord. He doesn't make it a matter of personal vendetta. Now we find out that whatever it is he did, it put Paul in a position of having to bear testimony in some kind of a court setting. And when he got to that point to give testimony unto the Lord, with the Lord giving him what he needed to say, here's one thing, that all men deserted me. And then he says this, may it not be counted against them. There's that gracious spirit again. Not only does he turn Demas over and Alexander the coppersmith, but even those when he was put on the bema, when he was put at the judgment seat of humanity, whatever court he had to stand, and everyone else abandoned them, he then cries out, even as Stephen did, and even as our Savior, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do, and that may it not be counted against them. Now, how is it not counted against them? It's only removed from their accountability and their account sheet if they come to Christ, who pays for our sins, cleanses our account, cleans out our account, and then fills our account with his righteousness. That's what Paul is actually praying for. Well, in this little section on personal dynamics, we're not through yet. There's some more coming, and that'll be next week. But this week, as we conclude, you be sure that you're building your relationships in the body of Christ by being a participating member of a faithful church, faithful to God's word. And as you are a participating member, your number one priority is gathered worship. Gather with God's people on the Lord's Day and give praise to our God. I'll see you back here Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.